It's the 6th of June, 1944, Mel Bray reporting. The invasion of France has begun. Thousands of men are now pouring ashore along a 45-mile stretch of the Normandy coast. It's split into five beaches, starting from Utah on the west through Omaha, Gold and Juneau to Sword in the east. The first landing started at 6:30 this morning at Utah and Omaha beaches. The second started an hour later in the central and eastern sectors of Gold, Juneau and Sword. Among the first ashore were Americans of the 1st and 29th Infantry Divisions who've been based in Dorset. Early reports suggest both weather and enemy defences are causing them extreme difficulties. Using skills practised in Dorset, commandos of the American 2nd Ranger Battalion have successfully scaled steep cliffs overlooking Omaha Beach to neutralise powerful gun emplacements at Point Duoc. But despite this, the Americans have been dogged by problems. A number of amphibious tanks and landing craft have sunk, and bombardment of that stretch of the coast has been handicapped by low cloud. The Americans are also facing determined German resistance from troops newly transferred into the sector. Men of the Dorset and Hampshire regiments are among the first British troops ashore. They started landing at Gold Beach at around 7:30. The Hampshires, among others, landed without their planned armoured support. The sea was too rough to bring most of their amphibious tanks and armoured vehicles ashore, and a number of landing craft were sunk or put out of action. As they waded ashore, the troops were caught in underwater entanglements and came under heavy gun and mortar fire. They then charged under fire to take the village of Les Roquettes. Taking advantage of mine-clearing flail tanks, the Dorsets reached Les Roquettes shortly afterwards. Both Dorsets and Hampshires are believed to have achieved all their planned objectives so far. We're also getting reports that Allied airborne troops have landed behind enemy lines and have secured key positions controlling German communications. Six gliders were towed into the air from Tarrant Rushton in North Dorset at about 11 o'clock last night. The first landed in France at midnight within yards of its target. Dorset-based men of the 6th Airborne Division appear to be the first Allied troops to set foot on enemy territory in the course of the invasion. Within minutes, they successfully completed their objective of taking a key bridge over the River Orne. It's believed the airborne troops have also neutralised enemy guns at Merville, which command the most easterly of the landing beaches. Large numbers of American paratroopers have also landed behind enemy lines in the most westerly part of the Normandy invasion zone around Saint-Mère-Église. That's the news this hour on D-Day, the 6th of June, 1944. Next bulletin in an hour's time.